Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm going to play this again after our guest leaves us at about 45 after and give you more of my take on it. But we've got a lot of important subjects that I want to get into. Human cloning researcher Richard Seed, he says, when the shift hits the fan, I will be God. And that's what Ray Kurzweil, all of them say. We're doing this, you're not going to stop us, and we're basically, you're going to become one of us if we even let you, or we'll sit on you like a bug. Here he is saying, I will be God. I will be God.
We are going to become gods. Period. If you don't like it, get off. You don't have to contribute. You don't have to participate. And if you're going to interfere with me becoming God, you're going to have big trouble. And we'll have warfare.
I mean, this is who these people are. You interfere with me becoming God, you're going to have big problems. You're going to have warfare. You know, people on like Major General Stubblebine, former head of Special Forces and you name it. And he's like, no, the elite are obsessed with life extension. Of course they are. And they believe they've got to build this to get it. And the point is, we aren't in the equation to get the resources. You're not going to get the life extension. Look at Obamacare. You're going to get a cane instead of a knee surgery. Yeah, you get free health care. Here are some glasses. You don't get eye surgery. This is you pay more for less. You pay more and live in a 200-square-foot coffin apartment. They can take 99% of what you get and let you live in a shoebox. You see how that works? And that's progressive. That's trendy. That's good for the earth. While the globalists are killing the earth, bringing in this tyranny. Look at this. This is out of Reuters. Two U.S. health workers ill after MERS exposure. World Health Body meets in Geneva. It's now spread out of the Middle East. They've sent 20 healthcare workers home, thinking they may have it. If that's happened, it's going to start spreading. Two healthcare workers at Florida Hospital exposed to a patient with Middle East respiratory syndrome that kills 30% of people coming in contact have begun showing flu-like symptoms, raising concerns about the ability of global health authorities to contain the mysterious and deadly virus. Could this be the crisis? I mean, this is really serious. I'm watching this very closely. The World Health Organization convened an emergency meeting in Geneva on Tuesday to decide whether the rising rate of confirmed cases, most of them in Saudi Arabia, constitutes a public health emergency or international concern. Man, they could have MERS killing 10 million people. They'd open the borders up, I'm telling you. It's just sick. And again, there's so much designer stuff. SARS, MERS, all of it. There's been some mystery thing killing people all over the U.S., killing two of my family members in the last 6 months. We are not in Kansas anymore, ladies and gentlemen. And I'm not trying to be negative here. I just want people to know what we're facing, what's going on. It's best to know that when you're walking around at night, you know, and you step in a hole and tear your Achilles tendon, it'd been nice to know that hole was there. And I always use that analogy of stepping in a hole at night, and I've actually done it, you know, climbing around like an idiot at night. It's just the type of things that go on. And here we are as a society with an elite so disconnected and so hateful of this republic that they are building an open control grid to dominate good people while legalizing in one swath 36,000 illegals who are aggravated felons. I mean, rapists, arsonists, child rapists, bank robbers. I mean, it's just like if you're a bank robber, you're fine. It's like the Jacobins in the French Revolution. The French government, the French royalty was bad, but it was just replaced with something even more diabolical, and people just committed to mayhem and death. Just lawless, crazy town. And it's a mass narcissism. I'm seeing people get record numbers, get delusional on power trips, think they're invincible, and just ruin their lives. I know you're seeing it too, and I don't know what's going on, but man, society from television, everything is really screwed up right now. And we are sitting on top of a giant time bomb. We're going to talk about it with Harry Dent straight ahead.
Dude, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking a hand down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Why do police go undercover and why do countries send out spies? Simple. If you can guess from intelligence what the other guy is doing, you have the battle won before it starts. Let's see what intelligence we have about your food situation. We're having the worst disasters ever. Storms, earthquakes, floods, and terrible drought. Half our population needs food stamps and other subsidies to afford their food now. Prices have just hit their all-time high, with more terrible costs coming. Your food and now your water are being sold to other starving countries. Still, one-third of our corn goes to expensive gas instead of feeding livestock and people. What few dollars you have, China expects to devalue to uselessness. If it's possible to get the most of the best food and freeze the availability and cost before it disappears and is unavailable, you don't dare miss the opportunity. Go to MyFarmInABox.com or call 855-918-3663. That's MyFarmInABox.com or 855-918-3663.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Hi, I'm Janet Napolitano, Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security. Homeland Security begins with hometown security.
It seems apparent that our citizens are staying off the streets, which may make scoring particularly difficult, even with this year's rule changes. To recap those revisions, women are still worth 10 points more than men in all age brackets, but teenagers now rack up 40 points, and toddlers under 12 now rate a big 70 points. The big score, anyone, any sex, over 75 years old, has been upped to 100 points. As always, how fast you move determines how long you live.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
We stand for the opposite of collectivism. We stand for individualism and human empowerment that always gives you the great literature, the music, the wealth, the exploration, the renaissance, the trailblazing. Collectivism is always festooned with surveillance and black uniforms and nighttime rallies and cult gangs that wreck civilizations. And we see the very same corrupt manifestation today, but with giant armies of decadent mobs demanding their free welfare, demanding their free goodies. I cannot think of a more insane example of the criminal activity that's going on, that 36,000 illegal aliens who are aggravated felons. Hundreds of thousands are being released every year. But aggravated felons, they're not even really doing deportations anymore. The judges are being ordered at these courts just to let them go. And again, I don't even dislike the immigrants that are in this country, most of them. You know, we've aborted most of our kids, 53 million. We have 1.3 kids on average. You know, the whole West is dying from Japan to the U.S., so we got to have somebody to work to pay the Social Security. The issue is that we're telling the world, send your criminals, and you're unskilled, and you're socialist, and they get here, and then they vote for whoever will give them the most handouts as the country goes completely bankrupt. What happens when it goes bankrupt? Well, the Democratic Party is going to try to stage a race war and then use that to bring in tyranny. I mean, that's really the blueprint I see. Lamar Smith calls ICE release of 36,000 criminal immigrants a presidential-sanctioned prison break. Is it impeachable, WorldNet Daily asks? Does a bear crap in the woods? And we've got so many serious issues going on, ladies and gentlemen, that it is just outrageous that they've got Boehner pushing again for, quote, immigration reform. We're the most wide-open country in the world. You can't go anywhere and have your baby paid for. You can come here, get off an airplane, have a baby, it's a citizen, everything's paid for. We're a joke, people. And the political correctness isn't going to work on me. Now, Harry Dent joins us till about 45 after. We appreciate him having time to come on. He is the founder of Dent Research, economic forecasting firm specializing in demographic trends. His mission is helping people understand change using exciting new research developed from years of hands-on business experience. Mr. Dent offers tools for seeking key economic trends that will affect every aspect of your life. He's a best-selling author of The Great Boom Ahead in 92, which did happen. He also successfully predicted what happened in 2008. He's got a new book out, The Demographic Cliff. He continues to educate audiences about the predictions for the next Great Depression, especially between 2014 and 2019, which the Pentagon says they think is going to happen, but the mainstream media says everything's going to be wonderful. And he's the author of Survive Prosper newsletter and has created his HNS Dent Financial Advisor Network. Before that, he had his MBA from Harvard Business School and worked at Bain Company as a top strategist consultant for Fortune 100 companies. He has also been the CEO of several entrepreneurial growth companies, HarryDent.com. You heard me just rant about the illegals. I wouldn't have an issue with Latin American immigrants. That's 90% of them. 80% of that's Mexico. If they weren't 90-plus percent voting to take my guns to raise taxes on me while Warren Buffett's exempt for most of the taxes, but then puts them on nouveau riche-type operations like myself that actually employ people. So I want you to talk about that first because I want to understand that demographically. Is it good or bad? And then I want to get into what triggers will cause the crash you're predicting following real estate and how people can protect themselves. Harry, thanks so much for coming on.
Nice to be back, Alex. You know, first of all, I mean, demographics is what we look at. And as bad as I'm forecasting for the United States after this massive baby boom generation, which was augmented by a very large immigrant generation, as much as our demographics point down, they're much worse in Europe, much worse in East Asia, areas that don't get as high immigrants. The key thing is to have, you know, kind of constructive policies like Australia and Canada, where they attract the best immigrants and the skills you need.
Exactly.
Do as you said earlier. You replace the babies we're not having, because we haven't been having babies since 1962 at the same rate as before, and most countries aren't. So you need a policy. And Australia doesn't let people run across the border at random. You have to qualify there. They get more immigrants than we do per capita, but higher educated, less people on welfare rolls. So it's a more productive system. We're the greatest country in the world, and we've always attracted immigrants. We were an immigrant country from the beginning, but we have no rules for it until maybe recently. We're just starting to think about it. It's just not good policy, but the fact that we've had such strong immigration, especially over the last few decades, makes us look a lot better than Europe. One of the predictions I'm making, Alex, is not only are we going to go off a demographic cliff, Germany and much of Europe is going to go off a steeper demographic cliff than anybody thinks, especially Germany, because Germany's getting old really, really fast.
I totally agree with you. And, you know, I get why Rand Paul says, give me a real immigration plan. And I'll be for amnesty, but it has to be reasonable. We can't let all the felons go free, and then he gets attacked as being racist. I mean, obviously, we need the demographics. I'm all, but there's so many good immigrants from Latin America or Eastern Europe or wherever. But instead, we literally get the dregs. And so politically, how will that affect us? That's what I'm asking you, that so many of these immigrants believe in communism and socialism. And politically, I understand the economic demographics are overall good, except the welfare state. What about that?
Well, no, I'm like you. I'm very mixed. I see a lot. I used to lecture mostly to CEOs of small businesses through Tech and Vistage and YPO, Young Presidents Organization. And I found like the penniless immigrants were the strongest entrepreneurs. They had been poor. They'd come out of a poor culture. They would do anything to get ahead. And they were very Republican in their values. They were very different. So I think you get a whole array there. It's just like you say, if you're going to attract immigrants, have a policy. Who do you want to attract? How do they get in? And then how do you, what happens when they get in? As long as it's clear, it can work. Our system's been totally unclear for decades. We say it's illegal to come in, but we turn our head the other way. And then when they come in, it's kind of wishy-washy that they qualify for this or that. And of course, they're going to end up in your hospitals if they have a problem stuff. So I don't blame the immigrants. If I was in Mexico, I'd want to come over here, except for in recent years. And by the way, after the Great Recession in 2008 and 9, we actually had as many Mexican immigrants going back across the border to Mexico as coming over here. And we've been predicting for 20 years that our birth rates would drop further in this downturn, this slow period from 2008 to 23, which is a simple demographic projection I can go over, and the immigration would fall. And immigration rates are already falling in an upturn.
Sure.
They're tolerated. In a downturn, they're not, because people say, well, wait a minute, we can't afford to be giving away jobs when we're losing them.
There's just got to be some way to counter the Democrats trying to radicalize all these people.
Yeah, again, I just say be clear. Have rules for getting in. I wouldn't go send everybody back across the border. If you turned if you look the other way and didn't enforce it, then you're not really taking the law seriously. And I wouldn't want to disrupt families over here. And the second generation immigrants, they all speak English. And they tend to have, you know, more often than not, a strong work ethic. I find that immigrants demographically come in lower income and education, but they rise faster than the average American. So overall, we come on this
sure.
side.
How do you stop that scenario that a free country makes you wealthy and then your kids and grandkids become lazy slobs? How do we stop that? Because that's the paradox of freedom. It creates so much wealth that then it creates pig-like grandchildren.
Yeah, it's the same thing. They say by three generations, you get entrepreneurs that start fortunes and create wealth. And then the next generation is highly educated and they become Harvard MBAs like me or lawyers and stuff. And they do pretty good. And then by the third generation, they're just partying. And that is human nature. It's the same thing. We get in bubbles like this and we get in a long boom from 1983 to 2007, which I predicted a long time ago with demographic trends back starting in 1988. People get more and more complacent and they think, well, you know, we should get more and it should be easy. And then bubbles come along and they say, oh, now we're getting something for nothing and we don't want the bubbles to ever end. Bubbles always end. And bubbles come when people think things can't go down. You don't have to invest anymore for long-term wealth. You don't have to work for it. It should just happen spontaneously because you exist. And that's what we've been in since the mid-90s, bubble after bubble. And I tell people, if it looks like a bubble, quacks like a bubble, walks like a bubble, it's a bubble. And every economist and analyst is coming on CNBC and the financial channels and saying, oh, this isn't a bubble. I compared this in my book in Chapter 5 in my recent newsletter to every bubble in history. They all look exactly like. In fact, they look just like the Masters and Johnson's orgasm chart, where you just go up, it gets intense, extreme, and then it just crashes. I mean, you don't even need a trigger. So we're in a dangerous time, and my biggest message, you know, whether you're a penniless immigrant or you're worth zillions of dollars from this great bubble and all the financial assets bubbling up and the ultra-low rent interest rates would have been manipulated by the government, which never turns out well, protect your wealth. You know, keep your job, work harder than ever, protect your wealth in this bubble, get out of inflated real estate and stocks that I think are very near a peak, as I said last time I was on a
few. Stay there. I want to get your real forecast that unfortunately, it looks like it's going to come true. HarryDent.com will tell us about his new book as well. Give us a sneak peek into that. And talk about how we protect ourselves, what he thinks is going to happen in this country. And then you've got the situations with the wars and energy and all the rest of it. And then when he leaves us at about 45 after, I'm going to get into a bunch of other breaking news.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
The people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
It's been said, those who control the food control the people. Are you concerned about GMO foods making you sick and affecting your mind? Many people suffer from lack of energy, insomnia, loss of stamina, weight gain, and the inability to think clearly. Genetically modified crops, processed foods, and toxic chemicals can compromise your health and are silently destroying your digestive system, which accounts for 80% of your immune system. Take back control of your health with Pro-EM1 Probiotic from Terraganics. Pro-EM1 Probiotic helps protect your body against irritable bowel syndrome, constipation, Crohn's disease, celiac disease, diabetes, the common cold, and much more. And including a powerful probiotic like Pro-EM1 as part of your daily routine puts you back in control and prevents you from becoming a mindless zombie manipulated by the pharmaceutical and GMO agendas. Call Terraganics at 866-369-3678 or visit Terraganics.com. TerraGanix.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.
All right, we've got one of the top analysts, HarryDent.com, joining us, and you see him on CNBC, CNN, all of them, breaking down what he thinks is going to happen. And I've looked back at his predictions. They've been very accurate. But anyone could see this, though, the big demographic cliffs. What's going to happen? Is the power structure going to start wars? His new book is The Demographic Cliff. Harry S. Dent, Jr. You can also go to his site and subscribe to his newsletter there. My only issue is every time we see things happen like this in history, this big war start, there's all sorts of crisis. What do you see happening, and what do you think the triggers could be for this? Will it be an instant trigger, or will it be gradual, or we don't know?
Well, you know, bubbles, when they don't crack or go down slowly, they burst when they burst. And we've had bubble after bubble. And we've had, you know, real estate bubbles starting in Japan and then crashing, and then the U.S. and Spain and Ireland. And we're going to see China's the greatest bubble in history. I go into that in the book. It's beyond comparison because it's been so government driven. People say to me, oh, well, you know, in Dubai or when I'm in China, they'll say, oh, well, ours, the government won't let this burst. Now, when a government's behind a bubble, it's going to be more extreme. The free market system can get out of whack now and then through greed. But when governments are pushing stuff, there's no end to it. So the China bubble is going to be the biggest trigger. There's already cracks in that. We've seen many things going wrong in China. Developers failing, developers discounting condos for the first time. People in China save tons of money. The affluent people just invest in empty condos, don't even try to rent them out. And then they get really mad when developers have to discount from overbuilding. And the government encourages this. So China, I could spend an hour on this, Alex. I'm not. China is the greatest bubble in history. I tell people, if that bubble doesn't burst in the next several years, I'm going to quit my profession, move to Australia, and be a limo driver. I mean, I've never seen anything like this, you know. Germany, as I said earlier. Well, I was in late 89. I was the only guy in the world that predicted Japan was going to collapse in the 90s while the U.S. and Europe had their greatest boom ever just on demographics. Everybody else thought Japan was going to take over the world. Well, Germany, I'm looking at Germany's spending wave, we call it, a 46, 47-year lag on the birth index for peak spending. Very simple analysis. And it says Germany's going to go off a steeper cliff in the next 8 to 10 years than Japan did in the 1990s.
And it runs Europe.
Everybody's expecting Germany to save the euro. Not going to happen in Italy and France and other countries. And everybody in Europe follows. Europe hasn't even gone off the cliff. One of the points of the book, Alex, is that the first Japan went off this baby boom slowdown in spending first.
Yeah,
in the
15 90s. Years ago, yeah.
Yeah, then the U.S., which we predicted over 20 years ago, starting in 2008, which was right on cue. And we don't always look to be that accurate. We just tell people, look, this is coming. And now Europe is next and the rest of East Asia. So demographics at work. I want to look at one chart I've got here. It says four primary cycles. Over 30 years, I've developed four key cycles globally that make a difference and that we can project long term. The first is this demographic boom bust cycle, the blue line at the top. That turned down in the U.S. in late 2007. The second, the red line, is a geopolitical cycle. And you talk about wars and conflicts in the world. 1983 to 2000, 18 years this cycle is up. Nothing went wrong in the world. Falling inflation, no major wars. We had a tiny war with Iraq, the first war, and we were in and out in 100 hours. Kick Saddam Hussein's ass and then go back home. But 2001, the tech correction turned into a great crash. 9/11 hit, and then the first Iraq war, then the Afghanistan war. Now we got Syria, the Arab Spring, Russia and Ukraine. This cycle points down till 2019, along with the demographic cycle. The black line, the third one down there, is a 30-year commodity cycle. This is important because it affects emerging countries. They are commodity producers and exporters. Their stock markets, people aren't aware of this, most emerging countries that do have good demographics, unlike the U.S. and Europe, have been going down because commodity prices are going down. That hurts them. This cycle points down for the next decade. And finally, we have a very important boom-bust crash cycle about every 10 years. It actually revolves around sunspot cycles. I've been able to refine this in recent years with a lot of work. And this cycle is the last and most sharply to point down from 2014 to 19. The point, Alex,
do you have any idea why the sunspots are correlated?
Yeah, well, you know, people tell me who work in emergency rooms and police departments, just a full moon, you'll get three times as many accidents and murders and crimes and stuff. This is the sun. This cycle turns up. Solar radiation actually goes up pretty consistently for 4 to 5 years and then comes down for 5 to 6 years. Almost every great bull market and bubble has come in this up cycle, and almost every serious crisis or crash or depression has come in this down
cycle. That's it. It's literally the cosmic rays affecting us.
Literally the cosmic rays.
We're like plants.
People feel more optimistic thick or less, or more energy or less, just like a full moon. But this is much bigger. So this is the most important.
Intriguing, sir. Long segment coming up. Stay there. Intriguing. Top analyst joins us right now. Ladies and gentlemen, HarryDent.com. I'm Alex Jones. Stay with us. We're going to talk about where this is all going.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
What I'm about to tell you is based on information obtained from a little-known government document called FT-900. This bombshell government document contains evidence of a political scandal that will destroy Obama's political career and ruin the retirement of millions of unprepared Americans. I've just posted a video at www.obamasecret.com that not only analyzes the contents of this document, but it walks you through the exact timeline of how and when this scandal is set to unfold. This imminent scandal will trigger a virtually unstoppable chain of events that will swipe trillions off markets and retirement accounts everywhere. This event will, however, also trigger what promises to be the biggest wealth transfer in the history of our nation. But you only have a few weeks left to take all the necessary steps to protect yourself and your family. Visit www.obamasecret.com to view my newly released video. Again, that's www.obamasecret.com before it's too late.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Harry Dent's our guest, top forecaster and analyst, formerly with Bain Capital. One of their top guys there, been running his own operation for many years, best-selling author. And you can now get his new book that's linked up on the site. We'll be talking about that here in a moment. There's no doubt that this is about demographics, and there's no doubt that the 10-year sun cycle, sometimes 11 years, drives the weather, drives the climate, drives human activity, and the ancients knew about these cycles, and this is literally affecting our minds. Just like the moon affects the tide, affects women going into labor. This is not disputed. But the UN 5 years ago, when the Copenhagen World Tax stuff leaked, they voted and said, we don't care what other scientists say, the sun does not affect climate. We would be at absolute zero. No life on this planet if the sun wasn't there. In fact, there wouldn't be a gravitational pull. We'd be floating around. I mean, we're a product of the sun's creation. And I can't believe I have to state these simple things to, you know, establishment listeners. I know most of you know all this. It's just so frustrating that big analysts, there was a big article out yesterday, this is in Wired, about, you know, brain scientists, you know, working for the big Fortune 500 to manipulate people. Of course, I mean, that's what's going on. And the public's been taught, no, there's nothing happening. There's no manipulation. You know, there's no solar radiation affecting human activity. Oh, it doesn't affect the weather. Everybody knows when there's a big sunspot that hits your region. Real weather forecasters we've had on, physicists, come on and say, no, there's a big sunspot today, so it'll probably rain real hard. And then that comes in and forms the ionization that forms nuclei. In a clear blue sky, you have thunderheads the next day and rain. And I'm already burning up time we've got with our guest. It's just that it's so interesting how, as a top analyst, he brings up sunspots, which you can see on there. So explain to us, this sounds to me like a superstorm of demographics and of resources and commodities and sunspots and population. And I mean, as a lay person listening to you, sir, it sounds to me like we better strap ourselves in, that we got front row seats to crazy town.
Yeah, now it's true, Alex. When I look at these four cycles that I've refined over 30 years, and you can't look at everything. That's how economists get so confused. You have to find out what really matters, what really calls turning point. These are the four cycles, and they're all pointing down at the same time for the next 6 years. The only time that's happened in the last century and a half was 1930 to 34 when we had the Great Depression. The worst crash, the worst bubble burst, everything I'm talking about, and people on the mainstream media look at me like I'm crazy. I'm not crazy. This is reality. So we do need to prepare. People need to be extra cautious. I'll show you the next chart I have, real simple. It's called a megaphone chart. Each bubble we've had in stocks, the one that peaked in 2000. Well, then we had a crash. Well, then we went to slight new highs in this chart we show, 2007. Well, it went to new lows in its crash. Well, now we're going to slight new highs around 17,000 in the Dow. And I'm simply predicting by this obvious pattern, the next crash, when all this fake stimulus fails again or China blows up, is going to take us to new lows around 5,000 to 6,000 just in the next few years. And we don't bottom out in these cycles till about 2019 or 20. So would be lower than that. People could see their entire retirement, life savings, and real estate. And we're talking about real estate going down like in 2008. Commodities, stocks, global, emerging markets, everything. It's a great reset, we call it. It only comes once in a lifetime, like the 1930s or the 1870s with the railroad bust before that. So nobody understands the bubbles. Nobody understands the burst. And the media doesn't want to see it coming because they want to keep everybody just happy and don't want anybody to panic. You need to protect yourself now, your business and your investments. We have a chapter in the book, Chapter 7, for investments, whole strategies, and a whole chapter on business, Chapter 8, a whole chapter on government strategies for restructuring this debt and getting rid of this insanity rather than encouraging it with more and more QE and fake money.
And that's the demographic, Cliff, your new book that I've been reading. It's excellent. Now, expanding on this, let me bring in some new factors. Government, the British Ministry of Defense, the Department of Defense here, we've covered the reports here. They said back in 2007, both groups issued it saying, between the dates you're saying, all hell's going to break loose, and saying basically exactly what you're saying, but acting like they don't know why it's going to happen. So they're getting ready, digging in, buying armored vehicles everywhere, you know, just digging in like it's Armageddon against the people. And then separately, you've got high-frequency trading, algorithms. Well, we heard a decade or so before the 2008 plunge that, oh, these big scientists have computers. They can, you know, keep it from happening. My question is, can they pull high-tech rabbits out of their hats with how rigged much of the markets are, in my view? Correct me if you think I'm wrong. And keep the bubbles going, or like have a recession or depression in the real economy, but inflate the fiat areas, you know, two separate economies, a fake economy versus a real economy, a partition system. Because we've entered such la-la land as a layman, I'm just saying, do they have any rabbits in their hat to continue this on and change the chart?
Well, you know, they have quantitative easing. Now, that's not what they've done in the past. Past crises in the 70s and stuff, or 30s, they would lower interest rates to make borrowing easy, cushion things. They wouldn't literally just throw money into the economy, like dropping it from helicopters, as they say. This is new. This is extreme. It is like taking a financial drug. It only makes your addiction worse. We've been running up debts and deficits since the early 70s. For 40 years now, we have the greatest debt bubble, the highest debt ratios in more countries around the world, the biggest demographic surge, and now the biggest demographic drop. There's no way this cannot end badly. What they're doing is just putting more financial stimulus in the economy to keep it going a little longer, but this is an artificial recovery. Real people with real mortgages aren't buying houses. Speculators are. High-frequency trading. Hedge funds, 30 to 50 times leverage, are largely driving up this market by low government interest rate. If you make the interest rates artificially low, you will get a casino. So the risk of quantitative easing is not rising inflation because all this debt deleverages causes deflation. I've shown that clearly throughout history. The risk is that you create even bigger bubbles that have to burst, and then you go down harder. And that's what I'm saying. Each bubble, as I showed in that last chart, gets higher and more extreme. And then when they burst, it gets more extreme, and things go bad. And at some point, the China bubble and some of these bigger trends burst. China is the biggest bubble in the world. It's the second largest country in the world. They're the ones still buying real estate in major cities driving up. When the China bubble bursts, we're going to go down much harder than 2008-09. That I see very clearly. Not a matter of if, it's a matter of when. The best cycles I study, and that's only guessing the short term, say we're peaking here between April and June, and we're going to start to see a major crash into the summer, and it's going to take years to work out.
My fear is that they'll just give trillions more to the big hedge funds and the derivatives people to bail them out, raise a bunch of taxes. I mean, we know what they'll do. California's their model. And so I predict that they'll just continue with everything they're doing.
They will. You're right, Al. And that's what they have been doing. But at some point, when something goes wrong, the subprime crisis, that was just four states in the U.S., California, Arizona, Nevada, Florida, four states in the United States set off a worldwide crash and recession, many real estate crashes. Well, that wasn't just because of that. It was because the system was so stretched. All it takes is something to go wrong and the whole thing blows up. Governments have stretched this so far by trying to put off this crisis and put it on the next administration or the next central banker that when it does blow, it's going to blow harder than anybody thinks, and they're not going to be able to stop it when it blows at first. So that's what I say.
What is your gut, not a prediction, what does your gut tell you the trigger might be or what it might look like? I mean, it could be this Ukraine situation. It could be civil war in Saudi Arabia. It could be China threatening to attack Japan, I guess, to get militant enthusiasm going to have them support the tottering regime. I mean, who knows what's going to blow?
Well, remember, the geopolitical cycle is exactly what you're saying. That's been getting worse since 9/11. It will get worse ahead. So you're going to see more problems in the Middle East and China and all these areas. But the biggest thing that central bankers would not be able to fight in Europe and the United States is the China real estate bubble burst and wealth by the wealthiest Chinese that control 60% of their spending, 60% of their income, 50% of their spending, 85% of their real estate. That vaporizes. They would stop spending in China. China would collapse. They would stop investing around the world like the Japanese did when their bubble didn't burst in the early 90s. And we would have a worldwide collapse that quantitative easing could not counter. So that's worse than a war, a worsening war in Egypt or Syria or Ukraine. That's what I see. I say China bubble bursting is going to be what people look back in history and said, oh, that's what really caused.
I agree with you, but I think they'll try to start a fight with Japan.
Absolutely.
First.
Everybody will do that. It does make sense to try to start military conflicts when your economy's made bad. I mean, ask Hitler. That's what he did in the
30s. Yeah, I guess humans, we live a life cycle. We live 75 years. We act just the same over and over again. This time we've got nuclear weapons.
Yeah. And you've got very unsettled regions. Again, you talk about geopolitical conflicts. Europe and the United States are older. It's the younger countries. It is the Middle East. You know, it is parts of Asia. That's where you're going to get more of this. Older people don't go to war as easily as younger countries. I'm much more worried about the Middle East and North Africa.
I want you to take 5 minutes because I've been asking a lot of the questions to cover any points you want instead of me just throwing stuff out there.
Well, you know, the most important thing, Alex, to me, because I study history and human nature, like you say, there's great things about us. We're the smartest species on the planet. We've done great things, but we're just totally stupid about other things. And we have endless conflicts and stuff. the thing I see throughout history is people just are blind to bubbles. I mean, I've been over in Australia in February of this year for almost a whole month. They got one of the most obvious real estate bubbles in the world, and everybody over there has 10 reasons why their bubble is special and it won't burst. And I'm like, oh, you mean like the Japanese bubble was special and it wouldn't burst, and the U.S. bubble and the Spain bubble and on and on and on. People don't get it. And we've seen now multiple bubbles, and things will crash, and then the government will come up with some artificial stimulus program, and people will run back and say, well, it's okay now. And then people will come on the news. I mean, I like you, Alex, because you tell the truth. That's what we do at Dent Research. I just say, look, we do a lot of unique things, but the biggest thing about us, we just look at reality and tell the truth. Growth is exponential, but it's also cyclical. And when you get bubbles, they burst and they go back to where they started or lower. And everybody has, again, a million reasons why this isn't a bubble and governments won't let it happen. As I said before, when governments get involved, like in Dubai, I was in Dubai in late 2006 and 2007 speaking at international conferences there. And I said, this is a worse bubble than Miami in California. It's going to burst. And everybody said, no, the government won't let it. I'm like, now you're really in trouble. The next year, first drop in Dubai was 40% in 1 year in real estate, and real estate doesn't crash nearly as much as stocks. So just wake up, listen to the people who are telling the truth here, because this is serious. This is not another 20% or 30% correction, or even a 40 or 50% that we're going to see new highs. My prediction, very clearly in the book, that this bubble really would have peaked naturally in late 2007. It has been extended one more time. When it crashes the next time, we're not going to get back to 17,000 on the Dow. You'd be lucky to get 10,000 on the Dow after we go to 3, 4, 5, 6,000. And we will not turn around for a long time. So the key is to preserve what you have. If you have money on the side, there's many ways to do it. But don't leave your job here. If you've got assets that have bubbled up in real estate or stocks, take those gains and lock them in and be safe. And then when we get another crash, which we will, because we've had one every 6, 7 years, like a clock, then you buy stuff at 20, 30 cents on the dollar. And that's how you make money.
Sure.
You don't make money by buying and holding stocks in this era.
And that's all common sense. And what I don't get is if people just want to buy in early in a bubble and they know it's a bubble, Then fine, that's your issue. It's that people, most of them, worship the bubble. They allow it to become totally irrational, and then they get mad when you're right and it pops and is so destructive. I mean, look,
They get mad at me just for predicting it's a bubble. People act like you're crazy. How could you be saying this? And I'm like, we've already seen two bubbles burst in stocks alone in the United States in the last decade, not to count every other bubble and gold.
And each one's getting worse, I notice. I mean, undoubtedly, 2008 was worse than 2001. How bad's the next bubble going to be?
It's always going to be worse. Again, we're saying just in the first decline in the next couple of years, the Dow is going to go from around 17,000 to at least 6,000. That's a 65% decline, much worse than the last crash. Ultimately, I think the Dow is going to go to 3,000 to 4,000, maybe lower by 2020. We're talking about, and this is typical of depressions and that follow debt bubbles and bubbles crashing, stock markets go down about 80%. They went down 89% in the Great Depression, 82% in the Japan crash in the 90s and in the early 2000s. This is typical, and people just act like, well, that happened sometime in history, but that can't happen to us. Not to the United States or not in this new world. No, it's even worse. Our governments are making – I can't even compare this bubble to the Roaring Twenties bubble or the 1870s bubble or the 1830s bubble in the past, because governments have pushed them and we have been able to borrow so much more money. And like you say, on top of all that, geopolitically, we have nuclear weapons now.
In closing, let's say a good scenario. The bubble pops, but it's not that drastic. Let's say it's like 2008 or something. They'll just try something new. But if things really break down, a lot of people are already on the edge of bankruptcy. I mean, the economy in reality is really bad, in my view. I don't think we ever really had a recovery.
Yeah, 80% of people in surveys say, you know, we never had a recovery. The top 20%, the more affluent with college degrees, low unemployment, and who own most of these financial assets, quantitative easing actually did not help the everyday person much. It helped the affluent people who kept the bubble going, and that's their only strategy. They said, look, we created this bubble. Now we have to keep it going forever. That's like keeping an orgasm going forever. I don't know if anybody out there can do it. I can't do it.
Well, that's what I'm saying, is they're creating a total two-party system where the establishment, it's all protected, its investments are protected, and then as the real economy dies, it's creating like a new dark age or something. How bad could the collapse get?
Well, you know, we had 25% unemployment. Right now, if you count the people who've left the workforce and just given up working, it's really at 11 to 12%. It'll probably double that. Right now, the official unemployment rate, 7% or so, it'll probably end up at 15%. But it's really going to be more like that 25%. A lot of businesses are going to go under. A lot of banks are going to go under. That's good in a lot of ways because businesses get more efficient and consolidate. A lot of debt gets written off. The best thing that could happen to the average family is get their mortgage written back down to what their damn house is worth.
Exactly.
That's what the government should have required. Give the benefits to the everyday household. Instead, they gave the money to the bank. Quantitative easing went to the banks to keep them alive when they should have gone under, and the average person should have gotten mortgage relief.
Exactly. And people don't understand that simple fact that you've got to have that jubilee sometime. Instead, they give the gamblers at the hedge funds and everybody total carte blanche.
They give the hen house to the wolves is what they did. The people who created the bubble are getting all the benefits because they can't afford the bubble to burst. So, you know, that's clear to me. I think this is going to be clear in the future. The key difference is I think the stimulus is failing. Our real estate recovery is failing because it wasn't real. China is showing real cracks, and I'm monitoring China weekly. The sunspot cycle looks like it actually finally peaked later than usual in February, so that means a crash sooner than later. And I just advise people, keep in touch with us. We're telling the truth. We got a free newsletter at harrydent.com. We have other newsletters.
Awesome. Harry, thank you so much. Folks should get it. Thank you. I want you back soon. We'll be right back. Finally.
We love that you're passionate about GCN. And whether you're a listener, a business owner, or a radio industry professional, we've redesigned the new GCN newsletter to keep you in the know. Text GCN Live to 22828 or click on the banner at GCNLive.com. Enter by May 15th. You'll qualify to win a 6-month supply of store food from MyPatriotSupply.com. Start receiving your newsletter today. The future of talk radio. GCN.
How can you save a ton of money and prepare for emergencies? By having your own in-home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. Now you can cut down on wasted food by freeze drying your leftovers. That's right. Create your own long-term food storage by freeze drying your own fruits, meats, vegetables, even complete meals with the Harvest Right in-home freeze dryer. Imagine the savings and the peace of mind. See how the amazing Harvest Right freeze dryer works at HarvestRight.com.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking a hands down on pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the info war to the next level.
Thank you.
there's a man going around taking names, and he decides who to free and who to blame. Everybody won't be treated all the same.
When the man,
there'll be a golden ladder reaching down.
When the man comes around.
When the man comes around.
Look at this story from the Washington Examiner. It's up on Infowars.com and DrudgeReport.com also has it. Jay Carney, Joe Biden's son, accepted a position with the Ukrainian gas company as private citizen. And his dad does not endorse it. I mean, this is just so outrageous that the globalists are involved overthrowing Ukraine, and then they would put his son in as one of the top executives to rake in just unbelievable amounts of money. And then they criticize Putin for being involved in the government investments. Yeah, it's wrong. And it's just openly done, and now we just accept the governing class will own the state-controlled blocks and make billions of dollars and just laugh at us. And that's not an economy based on products. It's not, or on innovation. It's based on Joe Biden's smiley-faced son. I mean, I look at him, and he makes me sick. And communism doesn't exist, folks. It's just a thug system where you tell the general public, oh, you're going to share all the things and we're going to get the rich people. And they go rob the nouveau riche. They go rob the real producers, who I'm sure aren't perfect in most countries. And they replace it with something 100 times worse. You know, just because they're replacing something doesn't mean it's great. Look at all this other news I've got. Intensive mobile phone users are at higher risk of brain cancer, study finds. People who use mobile phones, London Guardian, intensely appear to have higher risk of developing certain types of brain cancer. Well, let's give kids cell phones. French scientists have said, reviving questions about phones. They always say there's questions. They knew 30 years ago in rat studies. It's a microwave system. And up against your head, it says on the contract, hold it back 6 inches. Don't put it up against your head. The radiation loses its power for however long the antenna is, every length out from that. So move it around. Fry different parts of your body. It's certainly not good for you. But you put it right up against your head, folks. It's a microwave oven. It vibrates the cells and breaks the DNA on record. On record. On record. And I see my dad, my mom, everybody on cell phones with up their head. I do it myself. I forget the hands-free and don't do it. No more. No more. Do not. Do not. Have a cell phone up against your head. Do not give them to children. It really attacks fast-growing cells. I've talked to medical doctors. Brain cancers are just off the chart, right up against where you hold the phone. And the doctor will say, which side do you hold the phone up to? Your right side? And yeah, you got a brain tumor right there. And we never used to see these. We see them all the time. I mean, again, I'm not trying to give you bad news. It's good news to know that it's killing you. I got a bunch of other news I haven't gotten to, so I'll have to do some overdrive here. It's just too important. So that's going to be coming up. Briefly, you know, we have these great guests on to support what they're doing. We have all these different people on. We need your support. You can see the nightly news. We're going to be launching the new studio next week. So that's done. Next Monday, new studio, done. We're launching it. I mean, it's about a year behind because of me. I've had so much stuff going on. The crew's done a great job. PrisonPlanet.tv, $5.95 a month. You can get 3 months free when you sign up for a year. 11 people can use your username passcode to log in and watch the nightly news as an archive each day. It goes up after it airs live or after it tapes to air. PrisonPlanet.tv, fund the very tip of the spear in free speech. Please become a member today and share your membership. And thank you for becoming members. We're getting a lot of new members. We are getting a lot of new support. And that's helping us continue our operation and try to expand it. So thank you so much. We're adding reporters like Staff Sergeant Joe Biggs and everybody else. And finally, don't forget MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex for the best horrible foods out there. You're crazy if you don't have them. Get prepared. MyPatriotSupply.com/Alex.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supplies worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in teeth and coffees and waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139.